Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've been focusing a lot on my health this past year, both physical and mental. Physical health is easier. You just exercise and stop eating all kinds of junk food. Mental health can be trickier because it's so hard to find good help. Plus, we don't all have good support structures in place to help us in our mental health journey. It's not enough to find a good therapist. You have to find a good therapist who also matches your personality. That's why I like to use BetterHelp. BetterHelp will connect you with the perfect therapist for you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, or switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Personally, I love it because it's convenient, and I'm kind of picky, so it's nice to be able to shop around for the right therapist for me. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/r/today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/r/.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to r/AmITheButthole, where OP's boyfriend tries to trick her into allowing him to cheat on her with another woman. Am I the butthole for not giving my boyfriend a free pass after I slept with his friend? My boyfriend and I have been dating for a bit under 2 years. I'm a 24-year-old woman and he's a 25-year-old guy. Recently, we've been getting more experimental in the bedroom. I pitched the idea of a threesome with another woman. I'm bi. And he suggested his friend Jesse, who's 25, who's also bi. Jesse's a girl, by the way. I'd met Jesse quite a few times, and she's very good friends with Ryan, and they've known each other for a long time. He was upfront with me when we met that they dated for a few weeks like 7 years ago before amicably splitting due to lifestyle differences. Jesse is a party girl, anti-religious, and child-free. Ryan said there were too many differences between them, and they haven't messed around since, but they stayed friends. Jesse and I have hung out a few times now, just the two of us, and I consider her my friend too. One day when Jesse was over, Ryan pitched the idea to Jesse. Jesse seemed a bit shocked, but agreed. We got down to business, and it was nice. I thought we all had fun. We've done it a few times, and I thought that everyone's on the same page and that it's not weird. Well, now it is weird. The other day, Jesse stayed over and slept in our bed with us. Ryan went to work early, and it was just Jesse and I. I woke up to her politely trying to initiate intercourse with me. While I was interested, I declined, saying that Ryan wasn't here, and he wouldn't be okay with just us messing around. She then showed me that she had texted Ryan earlier, specifically asking permission to sleep with me without him. He responded, "That's fine, as long as I get a free pass too." I thought for a second and came to the conclusion that the idea of him and Jesse together didn't upset me because I trusted both of them. So I was okay with him sleeping with her as long as he told me about it. We really should have talked about the details more because this is where it all went wrong. Jesse and I did sleep together without Ryan and it was fine and all. But when he got home later, Jesse asked him when he wanted his free pass. He said, "Not sure yet. I gotta try to talk to this girl at work that I want to use it on." Both Jesse and I were confused because we thought that he meant a free pass with Jesse, but apparently he meant a free pass with anyone, which I was not okay with. I know and I trust Jesse, which is why I agreed to it. I told him this, and he said that it wasn't fair that I can sleep with whoever, but he can't. I told him it's not whoever, it's the one person that we both trust. Jesse then left us to resolve this argument. Ryan said that threesomes with Jesse is mostly for me because he isn't all that attracted to her. So he wants someone different. I kind of feel like I got trapped, so I told him no. Now he's not speaking to me, and I can't tell if I'm the butthole. I mean, I did sleep with his friend. Alright, hold up. I'm confused. Wasn't he the one who suggested Jesse? Hold on. Blah, blah, blah. I pitched the idea of a threesome with another woman, and he suggested his friend Jesse. Yo, buddy, if you're not attracted to Jesse, if you're not into Jesse, then why'd you recommend her? Why'd you bring up Jesse as the girl to go to? I think that's a lie, to be honest. I think he is into Jesse, or at the very least, enjoying the threesome. But he wants to have his cake and eat it too, so he's trying to outsource to other girls as well. I'm on your side, OP. This really feels like a bait and switch. So I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your boyfriend, if he intentionally did do a bait and switch and said that he wanted a free pass, knowing that it would confuse you with the intention of like deceiving you, then I'll give him like 3.5 out of 5 buttholes. But if it was an innocent mistake and he assumed that you knew what he meant by free pass, then I guess that's like, I don't know, 1.5 or 2 out of 5 buttholes, I guess. But either way, this guy's communication skills are pretty lacking. I accidentally accused my wife of cheating on me, but actually, it was just my daughter, and now we may divorce. I'm a 52-year-old man, and my wife is 50. We've been married for 25 years and are immensely happy. We, of course, have the normal fights. Me not cleaning the bathroom, argue about me losing money on sports betting, her spending twice as much money at shopping as we agreed to, etc. But overall, we have a pretty happy marriage. Until about 8 p.m. yesterday night. Recently, we've been having a bit of trouble in the bedroom. I don't want to derail the post, but basically, passionate hugging has naturally slowed down between the two of us the past couple of years. This has really bothered my wife, and bothered me a bit also, I'll admit. Once we vocalized the problem, we both agreed that we were going to take steps to fix some things. We talked to some doctors, and basically all of them wanted to put my wife on some serious medications, which my wife was pretty against. This led to about a year of us building what we call our sex drawer, filled of products in the kitchen. Filled of products in the kitchen, what? That my wife has tried and tested and likes the ingredients of? What? I'm sorry, is she talking about food? It's nothing crazy, literally things like vitamin D, zinc, some Lubricil soft gels, maca, stuff that has been tried and tested, nothing too wild and all over the counter. Oh, okay. Okay. I got super confused because, OP, buddy, you gotta understand, when you type out sex drawer, people don't imagine multivitamins, okay? They imagine dildos and whips. Now, here's where things start to go downhill. So my wife takes these products around the time that we're going to get intimate, or try to. Now, I don't like to monitor the kitchen drawer, but sometimes I do peek. About 3 weeks ago, I noticed a ton of pills and soft gels were disappearing. Me, thinking that I'm about to have a pretty good week, start to mentally prepare for it. So about a week after that, I recheck the drawer, and a ton more of that stuff has been taken. I remember thinking, that's weird, we haven't done anything recently. About a week later, the same thing happened. Tons of pills and soft gels are gone, and I'm not gonna lie, I get in my head a bit. Last night, me and my wife were out to dinner. After a couple of glasses of wine, I asked my wife why she had been taking so much of the stuff in the sex drawer without trying for any intimacy. I asked coming from an angle of being worried about her health and confusion. Immediately, my wife gets insanely defensive, blows off the conversation, and tells me she isn't talking about it. This, of course, makes it where now this is the only thing that I want to talk about. And while normally I would respect this, I think something like this probably should be discussed. I press a bit, and for an hour, my wife tells me that she's not having this conversation. Basically, it gets to the point where I just blatantly ask my wife if she's just seeing other people. My wife, who has never been aggressive or loud, starts basically screaming at me in this Italian restaurant. She tells me that my daughter, who's 25, has been having some relationship issues with her boyfriend and has been taking some of this stuff to help. I'm like, why didn't you just tell me? She goes on this rant about how some things are girl to girl and how my daughter didn't want her telling anyone. Which I get, but come on, I buy the things that fills up the drawer. My wife ends up leaving the restaurant mid-dinner. I've honestly never seen my wife this mad. I'm honestly a bit worried for our marriage. And to top it off, my daughter is acting awkward around me. I get that I stepped out of line with the questioning, but her defensiveness really caught me off guard, and I would have assumed that my daughter using our stuff would have been discussed. Honestly, I wouldn't have cared. I would have bought her more stuff. Anytime I try to talk to my wife, she makes it seem like I'm an insane, out-of-control monster, that I've broken the trust in our marriage, and that I ruined 25 years of progress that we made together. Well, OP, how do I put this? I think I know why your sex life is drying up. It may just be because your idea of kinky is vitamin C. Hey baby, I'm feeling raunchy tonight. How about you try one of those multivitamins? Ooh, iron supplements, that's kinky. Opie, I don't even want to give anyone in this story a butthole rating because this is one of the dumbest stories I have ever read in my life. You accuse your wife of cheating because daily multivitamins are going missing? If it were like a box of condoms and you open the box and it had, you know, 36 condoms and then a week later it's down to 12, then I could understand the accusations of cheating. Okay, that would make sense. But daily multivitamins? Emphasis on the word daily? You're shocked that they're mysteriously disappearing? Of course! It's daily medicine, dude! Oh, man. Also, I will admit, you know, in your defense, OP, your wife was weirdly, like, I don't know, defensive and kind of cagey about the whole situation. I don't really know why she didn't just talk to you. I mean, you know, it's just sharing vitamins. What's the big deal? Why not just say, hey, by the way, our daughter is taking some of the vitamins, so let's just buy her own set so that she can have her own. This family, man, this family has some weird communication issues. Am I the butthole for telling my mother-in-law that she made her bed so she can rot in it for all I care? I'm a 24-year-old guy, and I've been with my 23-year-old girlfriend for a bit over a year. She's the love of my life, and the only problem is her witch of a mother. My girlfriend is very low contact with her mom because she's a judgmental, crazy alcoholic. She constantly criticizes my girlfriend to the point of my girlfriend crying every time she talks to her. Well, we're expecting our first child. It wasn't planned, but it's a welcome surprise, and we're super happy about it. My girlfriend told her father because she's super close to him, and my mother-in-law overheard it. She's demanded that we use the name that she wants, and that it's her way or no way. I told her that we, as parents, are going to choose what name our child gets, and that she has no part in it. Well, as expected, she told my girlfriend that either she uses the name that she picks, or she won't ever be in our child's life. And to that, we told her that's probably for the better. She started to cry, saying that we can't ban her from seeing her first grandchild. I told her that if she thinks that I would ever allow her to be near our kid, then she must be delusional. She had a meltdown and said that we can't do that to her. And I told her that she made her bed so she can rot in it for all I care, and we left. I told my parents about what happened, and they told me that they understand my frustration, but that I can't be that disrespectful to someone and just tell her off like that. My girlfriend is on my side, but my parents made me second guess myself, so am I the butthole? OP, I think the only relevant sentence in this entire story is, my girlfriend is on my side. Right? It's her mom. So if you're following your girlfriend's lead, then that seems perfectly reasonable. I'm giving you and your girlfriend 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your mother-in-law 3.5 out of 5 buttholes. Will I be the butthole if I refuse to clear my mom's debt, leaving her and my siblings homeless? My mother got herself into an MLM scheme last year, despite my brother and I warning her against it. She quit her job because the MLM people told her this was her chance to become an entrepreneur and independent. Now, my dad is supporting her financially, as well as my 4 younger siblings. She pretty much gave up on selling the essential oils after selling them to everyone she knows. She still has a lot more left to sell, but now she wants to do something else because she doesn't feel like she's her own boss under this MLM company. She overestimated how many people want to buy her product, and now she's thousands of dollars in debt. She won't get a job, and my dad can't afford to pay it off without selling his house and his car. My brother has 3 kids in private school, so he doesn't have that much money to spare. I'm on maternity leave, and the amount she needs will wipe out my savings, and I'd have to use my husband's money as well to cover this debt, which I don't think is fair. Especially since she doesn't even want to get a job after she clears this debt because, according to her, I'm an entrepreneur at heart, and working for someone else's company is soul-crushing. She wants to open up a food truck, even though they are not popular in the town that she lives, and they always go out of business. My mom's not a bad cook, but she's competing with professional chefs, and I'm sure she'll give up as soon as it gets hard. My dad says that he plans to sell his house and his car and move his tenants out of the apartment that he owns. My mom called me crying because she loves her neighborhood and has lived there for 35 years. She says that I'm selfish and evil for not paying her debt because she'll pay me back when she expands her food truck business. She doesn't understand why I don't just use my husband's money, since he won't notice that it's gone. My mom has threatened not to allow me to see my younger siblings, whom I'm close with, and to have me exiled by our entire family. So, will I be the butthole if I refuse to clear this debt? Well, OP, just to be super duper clear here, if you clear this debt, then you're also going to have to clear the food truck debt once that job inevitably fails. The reason why your mom is so entitled is obviously because your dad enables her. I mean, I don't want to blame the dad here too much because clearly the mom is the core problem. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your mom 2.5 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for accepting money from my parents for my wedding and then eloping? My parents gave each of my brothers $50,000 when they graduated from university as a down payment on their home. When I graduated, they did not do the same for me. I'm a woman, by the way. I asked about it, and they said that my husband should provide it. But I wasn't married, and I still lived at home. 3 years later, I met my husband. We dated for a year, and then we got engaged. My parents were overjoyed. When we set a date for the wedding, they gave me a check for $50,000 to pay for the wedding. What the F? I took the check. I took the check and we eloped. We then used the check for a down payment on a house. My husband had a similar amount saved up, so we're in a good spot with equity. My parents became furious that they didn't get a big wedding for all their friends and family to attend. They said that they gave me that money for a wedding. My argument is that I did get married, and I just had money left over, so it's accurate in my book. My brothers are on their side, so I'm here to ask if I'm in the wrong. Sexist, super sexist, OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes, the rest of your family gets 2.5 out of 5 buttholes. That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast, because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.